This episode of the Sales Leadership Podcast is brought to you by Sales Leadership United. Since 2019, Sales Leadership United has grown to become the largest collection of sales leadership assets in the world. Check out salesleadershipunited.com and tap into tools used by elite sales leaders worldwide. Accelerate your leadership development. Solve modern sales challenges. Use fully prepped sales meetings in your next team meeting. Thousands of hours of sales leadership materials indexed and searchable with a single click. Create your own personal sales leadership library. Head to salesleadershipunited.com and use the code Rob at signup to get a free trial on me. Hi, I'm Rob Jepson, and my mission is to help sales leaders everywhere create record-setting growth from the companies they lead. I'm here to share the secrets of the world's most successful sales leaders. I don't care how big the company or how big the team, we showcase sales leaders who are taking what the market gives and then some. This show features leaders of teams who are beating their markets, winning at crazy rates, and creating life-changing years for the people they lead. The Sales Leadership Podcast is brought to you by Sales Leadership United, the world's largest collection of sales leadership assets. Be sure to check out the all-new salesleadershipunited.com. Fast-track your sales leadership development, gain insights into how other sales leaders are solving challenges similar to the ones you face, and tap into over 400 leadership topics, hundreds of video insights, battle-tested leadership frameworks, and new material that comes out every single week. Sales Leadership United is the easiest investment in yourself you'll ever make. Head to salesleadershipunited.com, use the code Rob at signup, and get a free trial on me. Now, get ready for some serious insights from sales leaders who are making it happen. And remember, don't worry, we got you. Hello and welcome to the Sales Leadership Podcast, where high-growth sales leaders share high-growth practices and tactics. I am so glad to hear from so many of you on how helpful these last rounds of guests have been. Thank you for your support of the show. Thank you for telling me why these guests are helping you become a more elite sales leader. And thank you for all the DMs sharing on how the show is moving your career forward. You got to keep them coming. I love them. I love hearing from you. But today's going to be another one that makes you want to reach out. Today, I've got a guest who is no stranger to our show. I am excited to welcome Brandon Bernanson back to the show for his third appearance in our show's five-year history. Let's go. Brandon has done some amazing work in the sales world. He's the founder and CEO of Seamless.ai. Seamless has helped over a million salespeople find leads and contacts, but more important, leads and contacts that convert. The company has had ridiculous growth and not only has helped thousands of companies worldwide, they've pulled in more than their fair share of awards that they've done it. Awards like number one place to work, number one tech company of the year, number one innovative company of the year, Forbes top company, LinkedIn top 10 startup, and the list goes on and on. Brandon's also a best-selling author five times over. He shared insights that have fueled massive growth in business and in sales. And recently he released his newest book, The Power of Going All In. And I'm excited to talk about that today. If you know Brandon, and if you watch the video of this, he's holding up the book right now. You know that conversations with Brandon are fun, insightful, and they move fast. Today's no different. We're going to talk about a really important driver of elite success. So let's get after it. We're going to make this a shorter episode today, so you better pay attention. Brandon, welcome back to the Sales Leadership Podcast, and thank you for joining me, brother.
Rob, thank you, man. That intro was all in, man. So I appreciate you. Thanks so much. Honored and grateful to be here today.
Third time. Rare air. Third time.
Third time. It's an honor. And I love your community that you've built with all these amazing elite sales leaders. It's incredible. You know, at the foundation of any great company are great leaders that serve and maximize the potential professionally and personally of everyone. So thank you for what you do, and excited to share what we've learned and about the book and everything.
Today's going to be awesome. I get a lot of people more and more every week that are telling me like that the guests on the show are helping people self-fuel their own growth. And that fires me up because it's a noisy place out there. So, and if you don't take charge of your own career, you're screwed because you can't depend on someone else to fuel your career. And that's why I'm so excited to have you back. Like, you epitomize the person who says, I'm not going to wait around for things to happen. You decide where you want to go and you make it happen. I watched from the sidelines as you started Seamless and Now $5. I've written no books. You're executing really, really well, and I'm excited to bring you to the table. So why don't you start by just, I'm excited to have you back. Update us. Like, I'm going to put the links to the other two episodes in the show notes so they can go find them and listen to you easily. You have your story in there. Since this is shorter, just update us. What's happening with Seamless? What's happening with how you're helping salespeople? What's happening with the impact you're making on them? Just update us really quickly on what's happening with you.
Yeah. So real quick, Seamless, you know, delivers the world's best sales leads. We use AI to find emails and phone numbers and insights for any professional in the world. Our mission is to help you connect opportunity and to maximize the potential of every professional globally. And really the vision is, you know, three things. We want to help you grow your business so you can make more money so that you can help more people. And the only way for you to help more people, you need to make more money. And the only way to make more money is to grow your business. And that's why, you know, if there's one thing holding you back from achieving massive success, it's the list, it's the leads, it's the people that you need to sell to. And that's the number one problem that we're solving. Help you connect to the right person at the right time with the right contact info and the right message so that you could flood the pipeline and maximize growth. And, you know, right now today, we're at about 1 million sales teams on Seamless, tens of thousands of customers. We've done, you know, over 150 million in sales, sprinting to 200, 250.
And, congratulations. That is it's awesome.
It's
150 million.
It's crazy to go from an SDR, like a tech SDR, to now doing over hundreds of millions in sales. And we want every single company, every single team, every single AE SDR leader to be able to do the same using the same tech that we use every single day.
Love it. You've written a few books. I still get people reaching out for the one you dropped my little piece of content in. I like several years later, I still.
Oh, Sales Secrets. You were in Sales Secrets.
Every couple months I have someone reach out to me still. So people love your stuff, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah. In the latest book, so The Power of Going All In, you know, I wrote this sales leadership book because I had about 25 to 50 people at Seamless. And I'm like, okay, we're going to scale to hundreds of employees. And, you know, fast forward 2 years later from starting to write the book, we've hired over 1,000 people. We've got 300 to 400 full-time employees. So every year, you know, you're hiring a lot of people. You're hiring a lot of people. You have to figure out how to hire them, how to train them, how to onboard them, how to get them infused in the culture, how to get them to perform, how to maximize their potential personally and professionally. And back then, when we were only 25, 50 people, I'm like, I need people to believe what I believe in leadership and in management. Because unfortunately, we all come from broken families, professionally and personally. Like, when I was starting out in sales, one, I had a startup that failed and lost $4 million and went bankrupt. That was right in college. So I was already broken. No, you know, didn't believe in myself, didn't believe I was smart enough, didn't believe I had the skills, the energy, you name it. And then I went into a company that had a very toxic culture, and they brought these broken leadership habits. Anything wrong is because of you. You know, you're not working hard enough on the weekends and at night. You're not doing this, you're not doing that. Every problem was because of me. And by the way, I got hired as an SDR. Like, no problem. Like, I'm selling for IBM Interactive. Yo, no SDR is going to make or break IBM Interactive. It was just this really bad culture in that one department, in that one division. So nothing bad about IBM. My dad and I both worked for IBM on separate occasions. We love it. And it made me who I was. And then I went to this amazing company selling for the Google's top search agency called Fathom. And they just taught me all these leadership skills and training. And then I took a lot of that and created all my own habits for sales leadership and methodologies and principles. And then we used that at Seamless to go from nothing, you know, to hundreds of employees, hiring thousands of people, number one tech company, number one remote company, number one, you know, all these awards and things, right? And doing it pretty much remote because the core of my growth has been during COVID. So we had to create this this highly proprietary, amazing, defensible moat building culture that empowered people to maximize their potential. And that, and that's where, you know, I decided to write this book, The Power of Going All In. It's a daily mentor with 365 strategies on leadership and on business and on relationships, so that my leaders at Seamless lead, like, become legendary leaders and not shitty bosses and managers. So really wrote it for our team, and then like wanted to get it out in the world.
So here's what I love about it, Brandon. You're giving people a tool to choose growth intentionally. Like, I've learned that as a leader, anything you leave to accident sets the bar as the best you can hope for is average. And if you want to be elite, you got to choose that growth. And what I love about what you just said is, here's 365, like a daily way to try and make a small improvement. Because in sales, teeny tiny improvements create massive results. Because if you can just be 1% better than your competitors, you don't get 1% more business. You get all the freaking deal. Okay. And that's why I love this. This is that's why I was so excited when I heard about when you were publishing it, to say, let's get this on and let's talk about this idea. Because A, I want to make it easy for people to get hold of the book, but the principles behind it are very interesting to me. Like the title, say the title for everyone to hear.
Yeah. So the title's The Power of Going All In, Unlock the Secrets to Legendary Leadership. You know, secrets for success in business, leadership, and life. And, you know, I share everything you need to build, manage, and scale a world-class team in today's remote-first workplace. And what's cool is, you know, I don't know about you, Rob, but like I've read leadership, a ton of leadership books, you know, John yeah. Maxwell, all these guys. And it's like 20 to 30 pages per chapter. And it's very kind of long-winded to where, that stuff's great, but every secret is like a page or a half a page.
Let's go. This will be a video on Sales Leadership United as well. And I hope that people like, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it's awesome.
And let me just read someone. So, you know, one of the secrets was, and basically everything that I saw building the company, different strategies, I was like, hey, I would coach our leaders up, or I'd coach myself up. You know, what one leader was kind of what I experienced at IBM, like blaming someone for the problem. And I'm like, or asking their person, their employer, individual contributor to call them like their manager or their boss. And I'm like, hey, I was like, you're not their boss. You're not their manager. You know, your goal, you work for them. And like, that's one of the secrets. Like, then your team does not work for you. You work for your team. That's going all in. Like, anyone that thinks, oh, you work for me, they're not all in. Like, every day you need to wake up as an all-in leader. I work for the team. I have to figure out what are their blockers, what's holding them back, what can I do to unleash their potential? And like, that was one of the things I saw. Another thing, we were running CSAT and NPS surveys. And people are like, oh, we change things all the time. Every quarter, we're changing things. And it's so ironic because I literally randomly, while we're talking, I pulled to the page that says this. I don't know what month this is. Page 87, number 21, new data, new decisions. So this secret came up because I've got a group of employees that keep complaining that we keep changing. I'm like, guys, here's the secret. New data, new decisions. Every day you're going to get new data that will give you more information about the decisions that you and the team made. If you execute a strategy and the resulting data is good and strong, keep going. If you execute a strategy and the data is saying bad decision, bad results, change your course ASAP. Like, don't sit there and be like, oh, my employees, they're scared to change. Like, so I realized, oh my gosh, new data, new decisions. I have to train the employee base to not be scared of change and to not be scared of getting new data and changing the trajectory of decisions based on that data. So a lot of the strategies in this book are from building the company and also things that I've learned from some of the best leaders in the world, you know, from interviewing people like you, Rob, from, you know, doing all these different meetings with John Maxwell and all these other leaders, you name it. Like, took all the best strategies and put them in the book so that every day you could read one, or you could read 30 at once.
So I love this. This is an example. So I want to talk about the title for a little bit. Like, we're gonna make it easy. I can't wait to put that video right there in our community of 1600 leaders. And I hope that a whole bunch pick it up. The title, All In. I think that is a summary of you. Like, you're an all in dude. I've watched you. I know you a little bit. Like, you don't dabble. Like, you're not playing when you do something. You go all in. Can you talk to our, we got 50,000 leaders, like 50,000 leaders worldwide that are listening to you and me right now. What's your definition of what it means to go all in?
Yeah, I would say that's a great question. Taking 100% responsibility for everything and doing, you know, whatever it takes to take the team, the company to achieve its goals, to help more people and to serve its mission. You know, like at the end of the day, every company, every team needs to maximize enterprise value.
Yeah.
And I know you work with a lot of SaaS companies. We're a SaaS company.
Yep.
Anytime. And I actually coach our team to say this. I was like, if an investor ever calls any one of you, SDRs, AEs, anyone, you know, hey, like, what are you doing here? I want you to tell everyone whatever it takes to maximize enterprise value and help more people. Because that serves two things. Like, I got to build the company as big as possible. And I'm going to do that by helping as many people as possible that we serve. And I noticed that, like, a lot of investors and VCs would ask me, like, what's your goal? Where are you trying to take the company? I'm like, I've got one goal, one mission. Because, by the way, if I say, oh, I want to IPO, the investor or the VC may be like, oh, I don't want you to IPO.
Right.
And if I say acquisition, they may be like, oh, I don't want you to get acquired.
There's another set that says, going. I don't want that. Yeah, like, exactly.
So,
yeah.
So if you say, my goal is to help the company maximize enterprise value in any capacity possible and help more people, help serve more people, help grow more people, help achieve more success with the people that we serve, you know, you'll have unlimited potential. So that's what I believe, like, going all in is, you know, extreme accountability, responsibility to do whatever it takes to help your team, your company, your customers, and your following, your tribe, to achieve their goals and dreams.
What a great insight. What a great perspective. Again, I got, when we talk, I'm always trying to put myself in the chair of these 50,000 leaders. Some, they may be out walking their dog. They may be on a ride on their bike. Maybe they're just, you know, like, I have one person, Brandon, that told me he builds in an extra long commute from his house to his gym so he can take in an episode of this show every time he goes. It, like, made my day when I heard that. So I'm trying to put myself into the dude that's driving to the gym right now because he wants to hear Brandon Bernanson. Yep. And I love what your definition of all in. I love why it matters to go on. So here's what I think is going to be really helpful for these people. How do you create that mindset? I think you're right on. It's a mindset deal that starts. How do you create it for yourself, or how do you create it as part of your culture of your team? Because leaders are 100% responsible for the environment they build. And I believe what you're describing is a culture. It's an, like, you're surrounded by all in people who expect you to be an all in person as well. Like, am I right? And how do you do that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the way that I did it and the way that I recommend is 365 strategies in the book, The Power of Going All In, where you have to work on it every day. Like, one of the secrets is, like, always be coachable, always be teachable, always be learning. Like, a lot of these secrets in the book, every day you have to be working on training, coaching, leading, developing you, your team, and make sure that your individual contributors are doing it as well. So, like, whether that's a weekly theme or a daily principle or whatever, my goal is, like, I got every single one of our employees the book, and I said, every day, study, you know, one of these things, like, ask for input, crush all your goals with this framework, create a bigger purpose, teach your team the true meaning of happiness. You know, where I talk about, like, if, like, you think that money is going to make you super happy, and then when you have it all, it's actually self-development. It's not money that actually makes you happy. You know, all of these different principles, grit has nothing to do with winning, show to be, growth comes from challenges, all these different secrets. I would just say, pick a principle, study it, work on it, and teach the team, like, to fail fast, take risks, study, learn, develop. And it starts from the top, where I would say, like, hey guys, every day I'm trying to train and develop and become the best leader I can be. And I recommend that all of you try and do the same, because if you become elite, like you preach, Rob, like you're going to get unlimited opportunity, unlimited income, unlimited growth. And the only way to become elite is to train, study, learn, grow, and go all in every single day of the week.
But let's sit in that for a second, dude. I know that we're down to 11 minutes and this is going to be done. This has gone super fast. God, I got to make you come back more. You should be an annual part of our show, probably. I love what you just said. Leaders got to go first. You can't expect an all-in team and an all-in culture if you're not an all-in leader. I'm rephrasing what you said. Is that an accurate way of rephrasing it? That you can't expect your team to work that way and grow that way and commit that way if you're not yourself saying, I'm growing, I'm going all in, here's what I'm working on. Like, do you recommend that you share with the people you lead, like some of the stuff you're working on, so they feel that they're part of something that's growth oriented?
Yeah, 100%. You know, if you're always showing up late, clocking out early, you know, not working on leadership development, not owning your mistakes. Big principle I talk about in The Power of Going All In is like to admit when you made a mistake. Like, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes, from the top down, bottoms up, everywhere in between. You know, we had a big release where we were launching a few different search filters in Seamless, and we screwed up one of the main search filters, like this location search filter that people use. We were trying to add in zip codes and radius search. And then like the results, when we would have 10 million people, drop to like a million people or 100,000 people, and our users freaked out with the change.
Yeah.
You know, we reversed it that evening. I do a mass email to a mass Slack post to the entire company. Hey, we messed up. I apologize for any hardship this caused on you and your customers. Sent this to the whole company. I'm 100% to blame. We're fixing the issue. Once it's fixed, we'll roll it back out. Like, I just did that last week. Announced to the whole company and all the clients that we made a big mistake and that we fixed it and we're going to work on improving it. Like, I think leading with that intention and that all-in attitude and teaching the principles through your actions every day, allow them to be like, okay, I'm going to work and be and model Rob. I'm going to work and be and model Brandon because of the leadership principles that they exude.
I really like that. I really like, because I think that we got to act as a gardener. We got to create soil and fertilizer, make it so people of all kinds can grow. But what I love, you're not just doing growth, you're doing hyper growth because you're going all in. Like, I love when you told me the name of your book was All In, The Power of It. So all in is one part, but there is a real power that comes from it. Let me flip it around, because I want to look at the backside of this coin, because we're down to 9 minutes. Why don't people go all in sometimes? What stops people from going all in?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's honestly, unfortunately, the number one killer in everything that no one talks about. And it's fear. Mm. Fear of taking action, fear of being judged, fear of making a mistake, fear. You know, like we all have fear that holds us back. Like, oh, I'm going to do a video to hype up the whole team today. Oh, but what if, you know, different leaders see it and they don't like the video? What if people think it's stupid? And then you don't post your Friday motivational video to get the team excited about the mission that you're serving. Boom, there's one opportunity lost. And like over time, you've got this, you know, Herculean, like woman or man, you know, this godly, like unstoppable person, right? And fear just starts cracking at the statue. Crack, 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 crack. And you let all of these different things of fear just take a little chip out of you. And then this unstoppable, you know, person gets crippled because of fear, because like, you know, you let too much negativity, too many people, hold you back from doing what you really want to do. And that's where, like, you know, one of the principles is life is short. You just, if you know something can help someone get to the next level, do it. And that's a principle of going all in. Like, if you've got something that can help or change someone's life, maybe it's a post, a video, a coaching session, whatever it may be, just do it. And because you had the right intention and the right thought process and the right integrity, it doesn't matter what happens, judged good or bad. And just start taking more and more action to overcome the fear.
One of the things I like about you, Brandon, is you don't talk about stuff you haven't done. Everything you talk about is something that you've done. So I want to sit in this for one more minute, and then we're going to have to start wrapping because we're down to our last 5 minutes. And I want to make sure we have people get a chance to get a hold of you. How do you help someone overcome fear? Like, I think you're onto something there. People are afraid. So as a leader, like, I remember one of my mentors, he told me, it was like really simple. He's like, if you're afraid, go anyway. If you're afraid, call anyway. And I was like,
do it anyway.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, that's shitty advice, but it's also pretty good advice, right? So as a leader, how do you help people overcome fear? You got a pointer or two for 50,000 listeners who probably either deal with fear themselves or help people on their teams deal with fear?
Yeah. You know, I believe is just, you know, fake events appearing real, you know, false bullshit, you know, clouding your mind. Like, what you fear 95 out of 100% will never happen. Even if it does,
that's proven, by the way. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah. Like, so what we fear is never going to happen. It's just, unfortunately, the news, the world, bad bosses, bad leaders, bad friends, bad family members. Like, you've got all this negativity and people trying to tell you to stay small. And I think just take action, because what you fear, you know, on the negative side, like, instead of saying, well, if I do this, this bad thing could happen. Here's my tip. Say, if I do this, what great thing can come of this? Like, instead of always saying, if this bad thing, why? Like, if I do X, then this bad thing, why? If I do X, how about this amazing thing? Why? What could result in that? You know, I was super scared to launch the book. Like, I was like, oh man, you know, people are going to judge me. People are going to think the strategies are, they may not be as impactful, whatever. Oh, it's too common sense. You name it. Like, all of us have different fears with anything: leadership, book writing, selling, prospecting, pitching, closing, growing a business, raising venture capital funding. But you really focus on what great thing can come of you taking action, and actually eliminate all the negativity. Don't even let yourself, my wife and I, so Danielle is the CEO of our company, we don't even let ourselves talk negative. We like yell at each other. I wouldn't call it yell. We don't yell at each other. Like, we like challenge each other to flip anything we say that's bad. We have to flip it into a positive.
Love it.
I'm tired. I'm energized. I'm ready to go. This is going to be a great, like, today's going to be a bad day. No, today's going to be a great day. Like, no negative talk, no negative thinking, because you are what you believe you can achieve. So my best advice is get that negative shit out of your mindset and take action, overcome the fear, go all in. You know, think of it like at a poker table, you know, like, if you've got a good hand, which is you, like, what's great is you are the product. Like, if you're not all in on you, who's going to go all in for you?
Amen.
So you got to go all in.
See, we could have a lot more conversation about this. This all-in concept, I think, is the hallmark of a high achiever. Like, again, that's why you embody this. You don't dabble. Like, you are someone who has achieved like, you just rattled off 5 things: venture capital, venture funding, raising, building a company, writing 5 books, all these things. It's because you went all in. Everybody wants to ascend. I've learned this, Brandon, as a performance coach. Yeah, everybody likes the idea of being a high achiever. But few people either understand what it takes or are willing to do what it takes. I haven't met anybody who wants to suck, but I've met a lot of people who don't know what it means to go all in. Is that a fair way to start wrapping this up?
Yeah, for sure.
So let's do this. I want to give you one last minute because I know we're out of time. How do people connect with Brandon Bernanson? How do they get more of you? How do they find the book? We're going to put the link to buy the book in the show notes. I'm going to put it in Sales Leadership United. I'm going to make it easy. But how do they get more of you? How do they learn of Seamless? And like, you are a good follow on LinkedIn. Like, how do they get more of what you got to offer?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, join our newsletter for free. We share weekly strategies for growth at seamless.ai. You could also join Seamless for free to get emails, phone numbers, insights for everyone that you need to sell to connect opportunity instantly. And then the book, you know, we published the book with Wiley. It's available wherever books are sold. You know, 85% of books are sold on Amazon. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, anywhere where books are sold, you can pick up The Power of Going All In. And if you leave a review on Amazon, go to BrandonBornanson.com. Send me a link to the review. I've got over $1,000 in bonuses. So like, part of the power of going all in is helping other people go all in. Well, writing a review on a book to help people go all in helps us spread the word and help more and more people go all in. So I was like, I'm going to give away $1,000 in different bonuses for people that write a review to help us help more people. So Amazon, BrandonBornanson.com. And yeah, follow me on LinkedIn. Love posting on LinkedIn. Share a lot about, like, I just document the journey to become the best that I can be in business, in life, relationships, professional, personal. I kind of share whatever I learn related to all these topics. You know, a lot of people say pick a niche to get rich. And I kind of talk about all different types of shit. Sales, leadership, growth, relationships, life, habits, success, anything to grow and become the best that I can be, I write about. So it'd be an honor to connect with you on LinkedIn as well.
All right. So we're out of time. This has been amazing. First of all, on behalf of 50,000 people, thank you. I want to give you like one final nugget now. If you're going to wrap everything we just talked up in a bow around this concept of going all in, you got a final thought for 50,000 listeners on why they should go on it all in and why this principle matters. Like, one last nugget, if you were to put a bow on top of what we just talked about.
I would say life is short. All in, always, in all ways, whatever it takes.
Okay, that's it. Whatever it takes. Go all in. His name is Brandon Bernanson. He is someone who walks his talk. This is a dude that has had an all-in life that has resulted in remarkable success. It was never a happy accident. He shares a number of insights in the newest book, If You Want a Playbook, on simple ways to be an all-in leader and create an all-in lifestyle. Boom, get a hold of that book. Reach out to Brandon. He will reach back. He is a great follow. He genuinely is committed to helping all those around him have more success as a result of his interaction. I want to thank you on behalf of 50,000 people today, Brandon. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your insights. And as I say to everyone, happy selling, brother. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another So What portion of the Sales Leadership Podcast, where we break down that interview and we ask ourselves, why did that conversation even matter? But first, this episode is brought to you by Sales Leadership United. Man, we've had so much growth at Sales Leadership United, and I'm grateful to each one of you who have chosen to check it out. The purpose of Sales Leadership United is simple. I want to give you access to the largest collection of sales leadership assets in the world. Listen, I coach over 100 sales leaders, and they're in big companies, they're in new companies, they're in every industry. There are people that are new to leadership. There are people that are new to companies. There are also people that are the most seasoned sales leaders in the world. I quite frequently am coaching people that have been in their companies for like 30 years and senior leaders for double digits. Every one of them is asking for more tools. Every one of them is asking for more insights. Every one of them is asking for more perspective. They ask me questions like, how do you create systems? What are the new foundations? How do we create better change? What's the right approach to coaching? How do you lead up or manage up or even connect to a totally different generation? But the number one question I get, what are other leaders like me doing to solve problems like the ones I'm facing right now? And that's why you need to check out Sales Leadership United. Tools, training, techniques, perspective that comes from the benefit of thousands of hours with leaders from all around the world. If you haven't checked out Sales Leadership United yet, head to salesleadershipunited.com, Use the code Rob at checkout and get a free trial on me. Now, let's get back to Brandon. If there's one thing I love about Brandon Bernanson, it's that he always, and I mean always, brings heat. The dude is always all in. I first became aware of Brandon as he was building Seamless from scratch. Now he's got this incredible organization that's been a huge difference maker to the sales community worldwide. So when Brandon told me he'd written a book about the power of being all in, my first thought was he was the perfect guy to write a book like this. Because Brandon is all in. He's not just an all-in leader, he's an all-in human. You don't have to know him very well to know that. And the results that Brandon has created have come in large part because he goes all in. Listen, there are so many benefits that come when someone goes all in. It reminds me of a training that I did once years ago. It was one of my favorites. I only did it once. You'll know why when I tell you the story. I challenged a team to quote unquote burn the boats. I shared the story of how the Spartan captains would burn their boats when they landed on the shores of the people they're going to attack. One of the things the leaders did was they burned the boat so there was no way to escape. There was no retreat possibilities for the soldiers. The only way that was possible for them was forward. So they learned that burning the boats led to these soldiers fighting with a different kind of intensity. And to illustrate the point, I went out and I found a small wooden kind of model boat. And I soaked it in gasoline, and then I had this clear plastic box that I filled with water. Like, I think I got it from the Container Store or something. I filled it with water, put a little gas on top of the water as well, put the boat in there so it was floating, and people the whole time are like, what's that gas I smell? What's that gas I smell? And the reason I put the gas in the water was I lit a match and I just chucked it in there. And the whole thing erupted in flames and the boat burned really spectacularly in front of everyone, like these massive flames. It was really impressive and it made a great point, but then some funny stuff happened. Smoke detectors went off, ceiling sprinklers turned on. I did get in some trouble, but man, people told me how memorable that training was to leave saying, let's burn the boats. And I challenged that team to burn the boats. I still get people reaching out telling me how memorable that training was. And when I think of, that's when I listen to Brandon talking about going all in, I think of that training. I think about, are we burning the boats? Or are we wasting energy and mindset on backup plans? You ought to like do a litmus test on yourself. Are you all in on your mindset? Are you all in on your effort? Are you all in on your teamwork? All in on your creativity? All in on your connection? All in on your follow-up? All in on how you use time? All in on choosing growth instead of grind? All in. All in on all of it. Boats burned, right? Because when you go all in, you become a much more impactful leader. And if you can develop an all-in team, well, that's when the stuff you do becomes legendary. So Brandon brings a really great perspective that we haven't ever hit on this show, the all-in leader, this concept of getting that discretionary effort. You should ask yourself right now, you should write it down if you've got a pen and paper or pencil and paper or keyboard even. How all-in am I? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Bold. Underlines, right? I mean, how all-in am I? Here's why. You can't expect your team to be all in if you're not all in. I'm going to say that again. You can't expect your team to be all in if you're not all in, because teams will always be a reflection of their leaders. I agree with Brandon. We as leaders have a responsibility. In fact, I'll go one step farther. It's an obligation to show our teams that we're committed to change and committed to growth. Leaders must go first. And if there's one thing I hope that made an impact out with you on our conversation today, it's when Brandon shared what the number one killer of going all in is. Brandon shared it beautifully. And the answer is, it's fear. Fear chips away at all of us from time to time. It creates cracks. And that's why I believe the number one choice every elite leader must make is to choose future over fears. Because you can't feed both. You're going to either feed your future or you're going to feed your fears. Fuel your future or fuel your fears. You can't do both at the same time. You can only do one or the other. Every single one of us has different things that fuel fear. We're all at different spots in our lives. We're all at different spots in our careers. We all have different things going on. And every single one of us has an opportunity to make sure that our best days Our best days are still in front of us and not behind us. I don't care how new you are to the game, how seasoned you are in the game, we have a responsibility to keep our best days in front of us. And that means we have to feed our future, not our fears. So don't let your fears stop you from creating the future that you want. You got to build that backbone so you no longer have to depend on the wishbone. I've met so many people who wish desperately for greatness. They want it. They want elite impact. They want elite results. In fact, I've never met someone who doesn't want that kind of ascension. What I have found is few are willing to do what it takes to get there because they depend on the wishbone and they never learn how to develop the backbone that comes when you go all in. So my advice, check out Brandon's book, Build an All-In Mentality, because those who achieve their wildly ambitious goals, they never get there as a result of a happy accident. They never get there because they got lucky. They never get there because they never had difficult events or zero challenges. They get there because they choose their future, not their fears. They get there because they choose their future, not their fears. And yes, it is a choice. It requires you to be intentional. It requires you to go all in. And the bigger the challenge, the bigger the victory. The size of the challenge predicts the size of the reward. It means you have to learn to stare down some scary challenges. Don't let the challenge back you down into a corner of mediocrity. Instead, go all in. Be an all-in leader. Create relationships that result in all-in teams. And to do that, you're gonna have to learn that connection is a skill. So be a leader who connects with the futures for each member of their team. And then teach them to choose those futures over the fears. Teach them the power of burning the boats and to never settle for average, to never to choose mediocrity. Because I believe that we are not here to be average. I believe we're here to be great. And that's never gonna happen accidentally. It's never gonna happen by just doing enough to keep your job and keep the guards away, right? It takes going all in. So this week, here's to being an all-in leader. All-in leaders have impact that others never get close to. And the thing about this that should excite you is you're 100% in charge of becoming an all-in leader. So Brandon, my man, thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing your insights. Congrats on the ridiculous success you've had at Seamless and throughout your career. Congrats on the new book. My advice to each of you is to grab the book, connect to Brandon, go back and listen to some of his other episodes with me. Check out how Seamless can help you achieve your goals faster. And on behalf of 50,000 years around the world, Brandon, thank you for sharing your insights with us today. I hope every one of our listeners makes the commitment to go all in. And Brandon, I can't wait to get updates from you on how things continue to grow and the success you continue to achieve as you go all in. Be sure to connect with Brandon. Connect with him on LinkedIn. Check out his resources. Buy his book. I have links in the show notes to make it easy for you. And then be sure to head to Sales Leadership United for video clips of the conversation with Brandon and hundreds of other sales leaders. There will be several videos from this episode you're going to want to use as you create your own approaches to going all in for yourself and with those you lead. And finally, thanks to each of you, our listeners. The greatest compliment you give me is when you share the show with those you work with. Introduce them to the Sales Leadership Podcast. Leave us a review on iTunes. And you can support the show by checking out Sales Leadership United. Head to salesleadershipunited.com and check it out. You're going to be glad you did. Thank you for your support of the show. Our job as leaders is to create life-changing years for the people we lead. And if you liked this message, please share it with someone who needs to hear it and then get after it this week. Because life is short. We got no guarantee of what comes tomorrow. Maximize what you do today. Be elite, live strong, and chase your passions. And do your best work so you can live your best life. And don't ever forget, you got this and I got you. Here's to a terrific week. Thank you so much for joining the Sales Leadership Podcast, the award-winning sales leadership podcast for those sales leaders looking to create legendary impact to those they lead. The greatest compliment you can give is to share this show and any of your favorite episodes with your fellow sales leaders, social media followers, or other communities you're part of. The Sales Leadership Podcast is brought to you by the Jepson Performance Group. If you want to discuss any of the topics discussed on the show, want to level up your leadership impact, discuss executive coaching services, or even include me at an upcoming event, hit me up at rob@jeppg.com. That's rob@jeppg.com. And to those of you working to become a legendary sales leader, I salute you and wish you much success on your journey. Whenever you need someone in your corner, you know where to find me.